From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, February 18th. Coming up, Illinois Public Media continues our series of community conversations on gun violence on Monday. We'll get a preview of the latest news, brews, and beats events with our news director, Reginald Hardwick, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. This morning, Central Illinoisans will begin digging out after receiving rain, sleet, and snow all in one day. The National Weather Service says yesterday's winter storm brought 3 to 4 inches of snow to the Champaign-Urbana area. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says the sun will return today.
We're expecting sunny skies for the day on Friday. It's going to be cold out there. High temperature in the upper 20s, dropping back into the teens on Friday night with another sunny and chilly Saturday. But we warm up rapidly for the back half of the weekend. A high of 23 on Saturday with a high temperature of 46 on Sunday with sunny and breezy conditions.
Pritchard says he recommends that you add some extra time for your drive to work or school this morning. You can check out his full forecast at illinoisnewsroom.org. Business slowed for a second day in the Illinois House as most Republicans walked off the floor to protest mask rules. Democratic State Representative Lakeisha Collins called for a vote to remove several Republicans not wearing masks. State Representative Tony McComey was one of them.
I literally just walked over there and talked to a couple of your members and put my mask on because I was going to be within 6 feet of them. Mind your own business, mitigate your own risk.
Republicans accused Democrats of enforcing what they say are arbitrary rules in an attempted power grab. Collins responded.
Look at what you're doing. You're interrupting a session. We have important bills out there that we need to vote on. And instead, you all came into the chamber and you decided to be defiant.
The House voted to remove those members, but most Republicans then walked out in solidarity, a move they say was not planned. Judge Michael McCuskey has been appointed as Illinois' new legislative inspector general, tasked with investigating complaints against lawmakers. Illinois Republicans say they know McCuskey is qualified and will do a good job, but many in the House voted no or present yesterday, saying Democrats subverted the vetting process outlined in statute. Democratic House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch had this response.
A no vote is a vote to leave the office of legislative inspector general vacant. A no vote is a vote against oversight. A no vote shows exactly where your party stands on ethics.
A search committee that's supposed to recommend candidates did not interview McCuskey. The position has been vacant since January when Carol Pope stepped down because she said the office did not have enough power. No more masks at the State Farm Center. That's part of the latest COVID update from the University of Illinois. As part of the governor's partial lift of the statewide mask mandate, face coverings will no longer be required indoors at some places on campus. Beginning February 28th, you don't have to wear a mask to attend Phi Galana athletic events and other non-instructional gatherings. Masks are still required in the classroom, healthcare facilities, and the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Also inside any spaces that fall under the federal mask mandate, such as Willard Airport and mass transit. Current testing requirements for employees will remain in place, but they will not have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test or COVID-19 vaccination to attend university-sponsored events open to the public. Still to come, educators will make up the panel at the next News, Brews, and Beats event discussing gun violence in Champaign-Urbana. We'll get a preview from Reginald Hardwick coming up next on 217 Today.
Ailey, a new film from American Masters, is a portrait of Alvin Ailey, the trailblazing choreographer who founded an influential dance studio at the age of only 27. The director creates a biography that connects Ailey's past to our present. It's a portrait of an enigmatic artist whose search for truth leads him to center his choreography on the Black American experience. You can watch now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois Public Media is committed to discussions about decreasing gun violence in Champaign-Urbana, and last year we launched our News, Brews, and Beats series of conversations. Our next event is coming up on Monday, February 21st, and here to discuss it is Illinois Public Media News Director Reginald Hardwick, who co-moderates these discussions. Hi there, Reginald.
Hello, Brian.
Could you just remind folks about the concept of News, Brews, and Beats?
Brian, we're bringing together people to talk about ways to combat gun violence. These are calm, compassionate conversations in a safe place and space, Poor Brothers Tap Room in downtown Champaign. The next discussion will take place Monday at 6 p.m., and I am honored once again to moderate along with Tracy Parsons, Community Relations Manager and Compliance Officer in the City of Champaign's Office of Equity, Community, and Human Rights. And everyone is welcome. We'll also stream this on the Illinois Public Media Facebook page.
And I understand this coming event on Monday will include a panel of educators.
Yes, we are going to talk with educators who are working overtime with young people to earn their trust, to open up about what's happening in the community regarding violence. We'll talk with Dr. Micah Jackson, principal at Yankee Ridge Elementary in Urbana, Taryn Nance, who is the principal at Urbana High School, Jamie Roundtree, who is principal at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy in Champaign, and Sunny Walker, dean of students at Edison Middle School in Champaign.
And what will you all discuss?
You know, I met with educators the other day to prepare for Monday's discussion, and they are dealing with so many children who have lost loved ones to violence or witnessed it. They're tasked with getting the students to focus on their education despite having lost a sibling or a parent. Champaign lost 17 people to murder last year. That was an all-time high, and that included teenagers. I was struck by one principal telling me that many students ask to stay long at the school after the school day ends because it's the safest place to be. We're also going to spend a lot of time talking about parents and resources. These educators are working with parents who may have a bad connection with the education system growing up, or who have never stopped working throughout the COVID pandemic. There are parents who show up and ask the educators for help on how to keep their children from the cycle of violence. They simply are out of answers.
You know, Monday's News Brews and Beats is the third discussion in the series. Are you seeing any trends here?
Our past News Brews and Beats have included panelists talking about mental health and nonprofit groups who are trying to break the cycle of violence, but it's becoming clear in our conversations with multiple panelists that some feel that if Champaign-Urbana is serious about wanting to end the violence, there's going to have to be community-wide dedication to more resources for young people, places to go in the after hours. For example, one of our former panelists, Karen Sims, quoted the African proverb, "The child who is not embraced by the village will burn it down to feel its warmth."
And besides those panel discussions, what else will be happening at Poor Brothers Tap Room?
Well, before we start the discussions, we will have a spoken word performance from T. Goddess. And before and after the conversation, people can stay and listen to classic R&B and hip-hop from DJ Icy Dre, thus why we call it News Brews and Beats. And you can watch speed painter Keith Jacobs Jr. create art to the music.
That's Illinois Public Media News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick, who's co-moderating the News Brews and Beats discussion on Monday night on how Champaign-Urbana can combat gun violence. For more information, go to the Illinois Public Media Facebook page. Thanks a lot, Reginald.
Thank you, Brian.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 32 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Tanisha Spain, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.